BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The Zimbabwean military says talks with President Robert Mugabe are continuing and that significant progress has been made in targeting what it calls criminals surrounding him. Mr. Mugabe has been under house arrest since a military takeover on Wednesday. The army says it will shortly tell the nation about the outcome of the negotiations. The former head of the Sicilian mafia, Salvatore Toto Riina, has died in prison at the age of 87. Born in the village of Corleone, Riina rose through mafia ranks to become one of the most feared crime bosses in Italy. He's thought to have ordered at least 150 murders. Talks aimed at forming a new coalition government in Germany will resume later after Thursday's deadline set by Chancellor Merkel passed without success. A negotiator from the Free Democrats described the process as extremely frustrating. The main parliament building in Cameroon has been badly damaged by fire. Lawmakers have been trying to help firefighters put out the blaze in the capital, Yaoundé. The cause of the fire isn't clear. In this week's session, the Assembly had been discussing the budget. China has said it supports Cambodia's development path, following a decision by the country's Supreme Court to ban Cambodia's only significant opposition party. The Cambodia National Rescue Party was dissolved on Thursday at the request of Prime Minister Hun Sen. The electric car maker Tesla has unveiled the prototype of an articulated lorry. It's the latest in the company's growing range of vehicles. In Australia, the remains of an Aboriginal man who died 40,000 years ago have been ceremonially returned to his ancestral home. Mungo Man, as he's nicknamed, was found 4 decades ago in New South Wales. His skeleton was taken to a university without the consent of local Aboriginal people. And the tennis star Serena Williams has married Alexis Ohanian, the co-founder of the Reddit website. Guests at the reception in New Orleans included Beyoncé and Kim Kardashian. BBC News.